அடுத்து 19th வர்ஸ். இதம் சர்வம் புரா சிருஷ்டே ஏகமேவாத்விதீயகம் சதேவாசி நாமரூபே நாஸ்தாமித்யாருணேர்வசஹ. I'm reading the 19th verse. இதம் சர்வம் புரா சிருஷ்டே ஏகமேவாத்விதீயகம் சதேவாசி நாமரூபே நாஸ்தாமித்யாருணேர்வசஹ. சோ இதம் சர்வம், இதம் சர்வம் சிருஷ்டேஹே புரா, புரா இதம் புரா சிருஷ்டேஹே, புரா சிருஷ்டேஹே, சிருஷ்டேஹே புரா மீன் சிருஷ்டேஹே ப்ராக் பிஃபோர் த கிரியேஷன். இதம் சர்வம், வென் ஹி சேஸ் இதம் சர்வம், ஐ ஆல்வேஸ் சே இன் வேதாந்த கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் த வேர்ட் இதம் எக்ஸப்ட் ஐ, everything else comes under the category of this category of the indicated by the word idam only. Everything except I, everything else comes under the category of idam only. So idam sarvam, this entire universe, this entire universe includes one's own ahankara also. You have to include ahankara also. Ahankara, you know, the knowledge of the existence of the self also is included, except the self. Except the self, the knowledge of the existence of the self also in terms of I am, which ahankara is also included in idam. So idam sarvam, this entire objective universe including ahankara. And I say ahankara means what now? Body, mind, sense complex. Except I, everything else including idam sarvam srishtehe pura ekameva advitiyam, ekameva asit advitiyakam asit, all the it was always only one, it remained, the entire universe remained as one, undifferentiated, unmanifest, secondless. And how one was made was Sadeva Asit. It was in the form of Sat. The entire universe was there as pure existence. Sadeva Asit. Then what was not there? Now what is there now? Before Sat was, the same Sat is now also. Before it was only pure existence, the same existence is now also. Well, because existence is the cause in which everything remains unmanifest and undifferentiated. The cause which was there without the Namarupa now is there with the Namarupa. So what was not there before? Namarupe na astam. Nama na asit. Rupam na asit. Nama na asit. Rupam na asit. Name was not there. Because the form also was not there. Therefore, nama na asit, rupam na asit. Together we can say what? Nama rupe na astam. There were no form and name. Which means, sat was there. Now also what is there? The same sat is there with nama rupa. He differentiates now. This universe is nothing but existence plus nama rupa is equal to the universe, which is now here. What was there was before was existence minus nama rupa. So before the creation, what was existence without nama rupa. After the creation, what is now is existence with nama rupa. So what was added, what has been added now is only form and name. Addition of form and name. Therefore, there is no creation. Now the question comes, the Sat was there, Sat is there. Then what was created now? So can we say Namarupa has added now? No, Namarupa has been added. Form and name have been added now. If the form and name also were not created, they were all there before uncreated. But how they were all unmanifest. When the forms were unmanifest, names indicating the forms also were unmanifest. When they are unmanifest, they are undifferentiated. Undifferentiated means they remain as one existence. Now, what has been done now? So, actually, the forms and names, which are unmanifest and undifferentiated, have been brought into manifestation. When they are brought into manifestation, they are differentiated. Therefore, there seems to be plurality, duality, divisions and differences. Really speaking, these forms and names do not have existence of their own. They are all mithya. Actually, what was before was sat. What is now also sat. Sat without nama rupa. Now sat with the nama rupa. Therefore, this only difference. This universe is nothing but pure existence with forms and names unmanifest, now they become manifest. Before there was pure existence without nama rupa, means what? With the, having the nama rupa unmanifest. Therefore, nothing is, there's no creation of anything newly. This bringing the unmanifest forms and names into manifestation is creation. Iti arunehe vachaha. This is the teaching of Arunasan Arunehi in Chandogya Upanishad. We are going to see again anyway. Therefore, now he is going to talk about when we say Sat alone was there, you have to how to establish the oneness of the reality, and that reality is nothing but pure existence. And the existence is nothing but pure consciousness. Therefore, the oneness of the reality is established. To say there's all that is only existence. To say only existence, you must prove what it the differences all have to be resolved. You have to say difference all mithya. There's no absolute thing called difference, called absolute difference. Difference is also relative mithya. There's no satyam. Difference is not real. Difference is mithya. Difference is as though. All the differences we talk about are all mithya. They are as though. Really, if we analyze, there is no such a thing called a difference at all. Other than the existence, there's no such a thing called difference at all. To establish that there's only satya, means we have to resolve the differences. That is why in the verse 21st and even 22nd, all these verses, the difference is all negated here on the part of Brahman in terms of existence. So he's talking about the what are the differences. Three types of differences are there. The first type of difference is called Swagata Bhedaha. Bhedaha is a masculine gender word. It is a masculine noun. Difference. In English, we say difference. Here is bhedaha. So, swagataha bhedaha. Swagataha bhedaha means the difference, not something, difference obtaining within a given object. Difference obtaining within a given object is called a swagataha bhedaha. And here Upanishad gives example, and here Brihadaranya Swami also gives the example of the tree. Take an object called a tree. And tree in Sanskritam is called vrikshaha. Vrikshaha means tree. Is a masculine gender word. Akarantaha pullingaha vriksha shabdaha. Vrikshaha. Like we can take any object here, but he takes one object called tree. And in this tree itself, there is a we find this difference. What is the difference found here? The part of the tree is called a swagataha bhedaha. The tree itself, one object. When you say tree, is a one word indicating one particular object called a tree. The tree does not indicate many objects. Tree is a one word indicating one particular object. And in the tree, what is tree? If you analyze, tree is not just tree also. If we analyze carefully, every object, if we take example of tree is given, you take any object in this world, every object, really speaking, is composition of, composite of many parts. Many parts, many aspects, many factors put together intelligently constitute an object here. Every object, for that matter, is a composition of many factors, many parts, many aspects put together intelligently constitute one object. There's no object which is free from these different parts. Therefore, here, and with one object also, if you analyze, and the parts are different, therefore, and that difference obtaining within the given object is called swagataha bhedaha. So here he says, patram is one aspect of the tree. Patram, leaf, pushpam, flower, phalam, fruit, and adi means etc. So patram, pushpam, phalam, so leaf, flower, fruit. So in a tree, an object called a tree, the leaves are part, leaf forms a part of the tree, flowers form part of the tree, fruits form part of the tree, and adibihi means etc., which means not only these three, we have to count more also. Adi stands for branches, then trunk, roots, shoots, like that. There's so many other parts. The many aspects constitute, put together intelligently, it means what? The roots are below, the trunk is above, and above the trunk there are branches, and within the branches there are sub branches. Again, there are adventitious roots, maybe their leaves, their flowers, fruits. So like that, all these things put together constitute a tree. So within this one object called tree, many aspects, and such a difference obtaining within an object is called swagataha bhedaha. Okay. Similarly, not only the tree. Now, whether you take a human being or an animal or any other living creature, even a non-living thing, even your own car, if you take any object, a living being or a non-living thing, if you take any object, every object indicated by one given name, one given word, is a composite of many aspects put together intelligently. Therefore, those as without that given aspect, all those aspects put together intelligently, that object cannot be there as an object. If you remove all of them one by one, the tree will disappear. Therefore, such a difference is called swagataha bhedaha. So every object in this universe is subject to swagataha bhedaha, means every object has this difference called internal difference, swagataha bhedaha. Then vrikshantarat sajatiyaha. Vrikshantarat sajatiyaha. Now he says, okay, within the tree, within one given object, we see different aspects which constitute the object, which is called swagataha bhedaha, internal difference obtaining within an object. Now, vrikshantaratu sajatiyaha. Sajatiyaha bhedaha, the second difference. One tree, which has all these different aspects, you know, within itself, is different from another tree, a tree of another species. For example, a neem tree is different from mango tree. It's called vrikshantarat, from another tree. Or within neem tree itself, within all, there are so many neem trees, one neem tree is different from another neem tree. A neem tree is different from other mango tree also, can say. So vrikshantara, from another tree, it is different from another tree. Two trees. If you say neem tree, if you find two neem trees itself, one tree is different from another tree. It's called what now? Sajatiyaha bhedaha. One tree is different from another tree. So this is different from the other, means different from the other of its own species, is called sajatiyaha bhedaha. With its own jati, same species, but still it is different from the other. And that is called vrikshantarat sajatiyaha, sajatiya bhedaha. So difference not within the object, but difference within its species is called sajatiyaha bhedaha. Now, vijatiyaha shiladitaha. Now, sajatiya swagata bhedaha we understood. Sajatiya bhedaha we understood. Now, we are talking about vijatiya bhedaha. Now, here, he gives example of shila. Shila means a stone. Shila is also a piece of rock, a stone. Is what now? At least a tree has life. But here, shila, a stone, is lifeless, inert. A non-living thing. So any living species here is different from the non-living thing. So not only is completely different, it's a different species. A non-living thing, tree is a living being, living creature. Therefore, vijatiyaha shiladitaha. And this tree is what now is different from the difference between the tree as a living being and as stone as a non-living thing. There's a difference between the living thing and the non-living thing. Completely difference. It's not this. The difference within its species, but difference, it's different from the other, from the become completely different jati, a different species. Because a stone is a non-living thing, tree is the living being. And such difference is called vijatiya bhedaha. For vijatiya shiladitaha. Like that, there are three different, we have this threefold differences. Swagataha bhedaha, sajatiyaha bhedaha, vijatiyaha bhedaha. And this example is easily understandable actually. These threefold differences are there. We had here every object in this universe, idam, the entire object universe, indicated by this pronoun idam. Here every object in this universe is subject to these threefold differences. There's no object which does not have swagata bhedaha. Every space is one object which has no swagata bheda. Space has no swagata bheda. Then we have the, but even space also has what? No, space also had vijatiya bheda. space different from everything else. Except space, every object in this universe is subject to these threefold differences. Every object is subject to Swagata Bheda, has Vijatiya Bheda, Sajatiya Bheda. So what is that which is free from its threefold differences? Only one Vastu, which alone does not have Swagata Bheda, which alone does not have Sajatiya Bheda or Vijatiya Bheda. Therefore, that alone can be one secondless reality. And that is said in the next. So the verse number 20 discusses threefold differences found on the part of every object here. Now, second sentence, the 21st verse says, Tatha, let us read it now. Tatha sadvastuno bhedatrayam praptam nivaryate. Tatha sadvastunaha. Sadvastunaha means for the sadvastu. And the part of sadvastu, bhedatrayam praptam nivaryate. So the Bhedatrayam Praptam Nivarite, these threefold differences, Bhedatrayam Praptam, which you have understood, the Bhedatrayam, the threefold, so-called threefold differences, in terms of Swagata Bhedaha, Sajatiya Bhedaha, Vijatiya Bhedaha, which you find the part of every object here, every object has these threefold differences, that is completely now negated. On the Nivaryate, negated with reference to Sadvastu. So pure existence is free from these threefold differences. Why? Because first of all, see, existence is one indivisible, partless whole. Therefore, there is no Swagata Bhedaha. It is one, if it has many parts put together, existence is not an object which is many spare parts or many parts put together. So existence is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Therefore, there is no Swagata Bheda. Second thing, there is no second thing other than, second object other than Sat. Therefore, no Hajatiya Bheda. There we don't have two existences to have Sajatiya Bheda. And there's no Vijatiya Bheda because there's no second thing other than existence. There's no second reality and there's no second thing. So the partlessness, indivisibility of the reality existence negates Swagata Bheda. Secondlessness of the reality negates the Sajatiya Bheda. Non-duality of the reality negates the Vijatiya Bheda. Okay? Because Brahma, non-dual reality, therefore Vijatiya Bheda is that. What is that which negates Vijatiya Bheda? Non-duality of the reality negates Vijatiya Bheda. So, Advaitam negates the Vijatiya Bheda. Advitiyam, secondlessness of no, negates the Sajatiya Bheda. And oneness, indivisibility, partlessness negates the Swagata Bheda. This is the, what is Brahman? One, secondless, non-dual. One, secondless, non-dual reality is pure existence. So pure existence is one secondless non-dual reality. The one negates Swagata Bheda, secondless negates Sajatiya Bheda, non-dual negates the non-duality, negates the Vijatiya Bheda. Therefore, Sadvastunaha Bhedatrayam Praptam Nivaryate. These threefold differences are negated on the part of Brahman. Now, Aikya Avadharana த்வைத பிரதிஷேதைஹி திபிஹி க்ரமாத். ஐக்கிய அவதாரண த்வைத பிரதிஷேதைஹி திபிஹி க்ரமாத். ஹவு க்ரமாத் மீன்ஸ் ப்ராப்பர்லி ஹியர் ஐக்கிய, as I told already, oneness of the reality negates the swagata bheda. Then secondlessness of the reality negates the ajatiya bheda. Non-duality of the reality negates the vijatiya bheda. That's what is said in the itribihi kramat. Kramat means in order. He further he explains in this verses, sataha. See, here how to negate the difference. Before even we go here, if you analyze, let us take the example of waves. When we say there is wave-wave difference, wave-ocean difference, water-ocean difference, you can say jiva-jiva bhedaha, jiva jagat bhedaha, jagat ishvara bhedaha, jiva jagat bhedaha. We can talk about all these differences. If we take, how is there a difference? First of all, is there something called difference, a real difference? If you analyze, how we negate? When you say that there is no difference between water and the wave or water and the ocean, in fact, we can't even use the word and here. If we take, because water is in the form of the wave, water in the form of all the waves, water is in the form of the entire ocean, when you say, really speaking, water is distinct, we can say, there's no difference because there's no wave which is different from the water, because wave cannot even exist without the water. So here it is, water alone is in the form of all the waves, means wave alone is satyam, sorry, water alone is satyam, all the waves are mithya, when you say. Then when wave itself is mithya, what about the mithya, the difference between the mithya wave and other mithya wave? Even the difference also is mithya, there's no real difference. Difference is only mithya. The wave itself is mithya means, all the waves are mithya, all the forms are mithya, all the names are mithya. What about the difference then? Difference is not unreal, not tucham. But definitely difference is not absolutely real also. But the difference is all also mithya. That's what we say. There's no real difference as such. Difference is also mithya. Difference, we can talk about swagata bheda, or sajatiya bheda, vijatiya bheda, all these differences are not unreal, but definitely they are not real also, they are all mithya. And that mithya means they are only within the realm of the objective universe, you can talk about these mithya differences, within the realm of the mithya jagat. The satya vastu is free from these threefold differences. The standpoint of satyam, there is no second thing, there is no second parallel reality, there is nothing other than Brahma. Even you, Jagat Brahma Bhaida also is not there, therefore you cannot talk about any difference at all. From the standpoint of reality, the pure existence, Brahma, there is no difference or whatsoever. The standpoint of the forms, names and functions which constitute the Jagat, Nama Rupa Karmakhyam Jagat, you can talk about these differences, but Jagat itself is mithya. Your differences pertaining to this universe also are mithya. That's what we need to understand here. Now, so he's going to say, சதஹ ந அவயவாஹ சதோ நாவயவாஹ சங்க்யாஸ்ததம்ஷஸ்யானி ரூபணாத் சதஹ ந அவயவாஹ. We split that sentence. Sataha na avayavaha. Why do we, he is going into details now. Dhyana Swami really takes it seriously and then unfolds very beautifully here. Sataha. See, the word sataha is a possessive form of sat. The possessive form of sat is sataha. So sataha means sat has no. Okay, sataha. For the sat, na avayavaha. Sat has no parts. Avayavaha, no limbs, no parts. So limbless, partless, indivisible. Therefore, shankhyaha, tadamshasya anirupanat. Tadamshasya anirupanat. Now we have no part on the part of the sat. Therefore it cannot be established. The part cannot be established. Therefore, nama rupe na tasya amsho. Now he says, form a name which we have now. Tasya na amsho, they're not parts. Form is not a part. So name is not a part. Tayoho adya api anubhavat. Anubhavat. Tayoho adya api anubhavat. What he says, can we talk about, can we take the forms and names as parts of the Brahman? Because they were not that before they have come into existence later on. Can we take the form and name as part of Brahman? The question comes. Na tasya amshau. Nama rupe tasya na amshau. The form and name are not parts of the parts of sat, the existence Brahman. Why? Because they are not created. They are not created in you. They are not even created. Something has been created, we can say it has parts. The forms and names are not newly created. They were unmanifest, only they have become manifest. What has become manifest is being not created. Is not something which you could be counted as the parts. Well, because a part means it should be able to exist independently. For example, when I say the physical body has the head as its part, hands as its part, leg as its part, means one part can exist. You know, one part can be there. So here we know, here these are all not parts because they cannot exist. A part can exist independently without another part. It cannot serve the purpose, but still can exist. Whereas here, if you say form or name, if you remove the clay, the form part will disappear. It is not part of the clay. The part is not a part of the clay. Part is only a form in which the clay obtains. A part is different from the form. A form is something in which the cause obtains. Without the cause, the form will disappear. Whereas a part is something which cannot exist independent, which can be without the other part. Over here, a form is not a part. So not when the form is not a part, the name also is not a part of Brahman. Therefore, forms and names cannot be taken as the parts of Brahman. Therefore, Brahman, that the existence is free from forms a free from the parts. It's a partless one. Why? Because the parts are not, these forms, form and name are not created. They're only, they were unmanifest before. They're only brought into manifestation. Tayoho anubhavat. Adhyapi anubhavat. Because they are not created, they're only brought into manifestation. They cannot exist, form or name cannot exist independently without the Brahman. They cannot be considered, counted as parts of Brahman. They are not parts, but the form in which Brahman obtains. Therefore, what is established here? Brahman, the pure existence, is one indivisible, partless whole. The forms and names cannot be taken as the parts. They're not created. Therefore, being partless, whole, it is one. Brahman is one. Ekatvam is established here. So what is form and name then? What is this form? He's going to say the next sentence. Namarupodbhavasyeva. Srishtitvat srishtitah pura namarupodbhavasyeva srishtitvat srishtitah pura natayorudbhavastasman niramsham sadyatha viyat natayorudbhavastasman niramsham sadyatha viyat namarupodbhavasyeva srishtitvat srishtitah pura natayorudbhavastasman niramsham sadyatha viyat. Nama Rupa Udbhavasya Eva. Nama Rupa Udbhavasya Eva Srishtitvata Srishtitaha Pura Na Tayoho Udbhavaha. So Srishtitaha Pura, before the creation, na tayoho udbhavaha. Before the creation also, what does it mean now? Nama rupayoho na udbhavaha. The form also has not been created newly. The form and name also has not been created newly. Tayoho na udbhavaha means what? There is no creation of the form and name. So, the form and name have been brought into existence, brought into manifestation. So, bringing the form and name into manifestation is called a creation, or coming into existence of the form and name, the unmanifest form and name, become into manifestation is called a srishtihi, srishtitvata. Srishtitaha, before they were brought into manifestation also, they were not created, they were their non-manifest form. Tayoho na udbhavaha, even form and name were never been created. They were unmanifest before, they become manifest now. Therefore, there's no creation itself. Then tasmat niramsham sat yatha viyate. Niramsham means what? Partless. Amshaha means part. Niramsham means partless. Niramsham sat yatha viyat. Just as yatha, just as viyat means space. Just as space is one indivisible partless whole, partless one, Viet has no part. Similarly, Sat also has no part. Sat also is partless. Niramsham. Amshaha means part. Niramsham means partless. Sat, the pure existence. Brahman is partless. Like this space. Yatha Viet Niramsham. Tata Sat Api Niramsham. Just as space is partless, so also the Brahman, the existence also is partless. Then what about the form and name which we experience now? Brahman with the Nama Rupa is Jagat. The Nama Rupa are not parts of Brahman. Nama Rupa were there unmanifest in Brahman and they become manifest now. But they're also not created newly. They are not parts of Brahman. That's what is made very clear. Let me give an example here. See, if you look at the clay and you also, there's a pot. Before the creation of the pot, definitely there was clay. We all know this very well. And later on, the pot maker makes the pot and we can say he created the pot. Even though we say we created the pot for want of expression, we use the word created the pot. Really speaking, what has he created? Has he created the clay? No. He has not created the clay. Clay was uncreated, which is already there. And can we say, then what has he contributed now? What has he created now? Why do we say he created the pot? Really speaking, did he create the form pot? No. Then he has not created the form pot also. The form also was already very much there in the very clay, in an unmanifest form. Undifferentiated form, and once he only brought the unmanifest form part in the obtaining within the clay into manifestation. When the form part was brought into manifestation, the name also, which was along with the form unmanifest, has come into manifestation. Before the form and name. Not only the form and name, also the function or the purpose. Nama, rupam, nama, karma. The purpose also was unmanifest. Along with the form and name, the function of the function the part is involved in, the purpose the part serves also what now comes into manifestation. In fact, this is called, we say Jagat means nama, rupa, karma, khyam, Jagat. The whole universe can be reduced to what? Just the form, name and function. Just as form, name and function called part, the part, the form, and the name, the part, and also the purpose it serves, all the three are not created by the pot maker, the kulala. It is already unmanifest in the very clay. All that he has done is, he has brought the form, name into manifestation. Bringing the already existent unmanifest form, name and function, unmanifest in the clay into manifestation is called creation. He has neither created the clay nor has he created the form and name. They're all unmanifest there, only brought them into manifestation. This bringing the unmanifest nama rupa karma into manifestation is called creation, srishtihi. Therefore, they are already there. They were not newly created. They only brought into manifestation. Therefore, the unmanifest becoming manifest is called creation, not created. They were uncreated means they are not part. Therefore, form is not part of the clay. Can you separate the part, the form part from the clay? If the form can be, one form can be three different from the other form. That is, the, can say, different. But here, the it can be separated. The form part cannot be separated from the cause clay. Therefore, it is not a part. Similarly, here, Sat, the existence alone was there. The entire universe, which is nothing but form, names and functions, which were unmanifest in the very existence, they're only brought into manifestation, which is called creation. Therefore, form, name, form and name are not parts of Brahman. Therefore, what is Brahman now? Brahman is always Niramsham, is always one partless whole, indivisible whole like this space. Existence is partless like space, not exactly space, not like this space. Therefore, what now? It is free from Swagata Bhedaha. The Swagata Bheda, Brahman, the existence being free from Swagata Bheda, is negated in this verse. Nama Rupa Udbhavasya Yeva Srishtitvat Srishtitaha Pura Na Tayoho Udbhavaha. They are not created. Tasmat Niramsham Syad Yathaviyat. So just as space is one indivisible partless whole, so also a Brahman, the existence, is one indivisible partless whole. The forms, names and functions, which are all only manifestations, they are not new creations. They are not parts of Brahman. Okay. Now, no, okay, Swagata Bheda is not there, but still we can talk about what? Sajatiya Bheda or Vijatiya Bheda. So that is negated in the following verse. Sadantaram Sajatiyam. Sadantaram Sajatiyam. Navailakshanya Varjanat. Navailakshanya Varjanat. Nāma-rūpa-pādhi-bhedam vināna-iva-sato-bhidā sadantaram sajātīyam sadantaram sajātīyam navailakṣaṇya-varjanāt nāma-rūpa-pādhi-bhedam Vina naivasato bhida. Sad antaram. Sad antaram. Sajatiyam. Navai lakshanya varjanat. Nama rupa upadhi bedam vina. Naiva sataha bhida. There is nothing sadantaram. Sajatiyam. There is nothing which exists other than sat. Why? Vailakshanya Varjanat. Vailakshanya means distinct. Vailakshanya Varjana, there is nothing which is Brahman being not, there is nothing which is Brahman is distinct from everything, all the forms and names, distinct. There is nothing other than Brahma. There is nothing other than Brahma. There is no second, cannot even establish second thing other than Brahma. It's like saying, when you talk about, when you take the example of ocean and water, we cannot say that water is one, other than water we have the waves. So we can count the waves. No, no wave can be counted as a parallel to the water. Why can't we count all the waves, and why can't we say the waves are different, water is different? So I can say sacham sajatiya bheda somewhere. Water is there, wave also is water, sajatiya bheda. No, we cannot count because na vailakshanya varjanat. Jajatiyam na. There is no vailakshanya varjanam. Because Brahman being distinct from all the water is distinct from all the forms and names, waves, but they cannot, no wave can exist independently without the water. Wave will lose its existence without the water. Similarly, every nama rupa in this jagat will lose its existence minus Brahman. There is no independent existence. Therefore, they cannot be counted as ever second thing, a parallel reality. We cannot count any object in this world as parallel to the existence Brahman. Well, in fact, they don't have independent existence. Object does not have independent existence of its own. Simple example, without the subject, how can there be an object? Can there be something called object? Is there anything which enjoys the status of being an object independently without the subject being there? The very word object. Everything here has to be known as an object. Why? Because anything and everything can enjoy the status of being existent only if it is an object. An object means what? Object means something perceptible, something known, something objectifiable. An object can be there as an object only if there is a subject. Without a subject, there cannot be object. Therefore, nothing, there is no subject other than the reality. Therefore, here, the object does not exist independently with the subject. No wave can exist independently without the water. Therefore, they do not have independent existence. And not having, because they do not have independent existence, they are not countable as parallel reality. Because they are not countable as parallel reality, this Brahman has no parallel reality, therefore there is no sajatiya bheda. Sadantaram, other than sat, sajatiyam, something which is of the same, which comes in the same category, doesn't exist at all. Why? Because vailakshanya varjanat. Okay. Sataha vilakshanam. Vilakshana. There's nothing which exists independently without the Brahman. Therefore, nothing can be counted as parallel reality. Therefore, there's no second reality. Therefore, sajatiya bheda is not there. So, nama rupa upadi bhedam vinna naiva sataha bhida. So, nama rupa upadi bhedam vina. Only upadis, the difference only from the standpoint of the upadis, not from the standpoint of the sat. Naiva sataha bhida. Upadi, from the standpoint of upadis, the differences can be discussed. The standpoint of the forms, we can talk about the differences. Standpoint of the name, we can talk about the differences. The standpoint of functions or purposes, we can talk about the differences. The standpoint of the sat, there is no difference. Therefore, upadhi itself is mithya. So upadhi, so the differences based on upadhi is also what? Mithya. The standpoint of sat, there is no difference at all. Therefore, there is neither sajatiya bheda, neither sajatiya bheda, sogata bheda, hajatiya bheda. And now, vijatiya bheda is also not possible. Why? Because there is nothing other than Brahman. Sajati itself is not there. There is no vijatiya. Nothing, there is no second thing other than, no second object other than Brahman. There is no object in fact other than Brahman. Therefore, sadantaram sajatiyam navailakshanya varjanat, vailakshanya varjanat, nama rupa upadhi bedam vina, naiva sataha bhida. Upadhi bedam vina. There is no real difference. See what happens before we go to this 14th, I talk about the 14th verse. An important thing to remember here is, okay, we say, if we take the example of water and the ocean, the waves, okay, water is there and ocean is there. We can say all, the truth of every wave is water. You can resolve all the waves as what? Every wave is water. Wave is water. The truth of every wave is water. If I resolve the waveness, okay, there's no wave. Why there's no wave? Because wave is water. Wave is water, you resolve. Like what? When you say all the jivas are essentially Brahma. So every jiva is Brahma. The word jiva Brahma aikyam we establish, therefore they become, you know, the difference before we go there. Here we can understand this much. So all the jivas are, all the waves are water. But still, you want to know, account for this. Still, there's something called ocean as a whole. We use the term water and the ocean. The two are there. And therefore, we can say here the same thing extended to the Brahman, the existence is there. And apart from that, the Jagat is also there. So this existence, you can reduce it as, okay, existence is nothing but the consciousness. What about the Jagat? The Jagat is matter. You have to talk about Vijatiya Bheda. The consciousness and the matter. See, I'm not going to the 14th verse is still there. Before I go to this, the completing the 14th verse, I want to tell you this. Consciousness and the matter. The forms and names you understood as mithya. The unmanifest, everything is very clear. They're already there. But still we have to reduce all these forms and names, what? Manifestation of the power of Brahman. If we understand, so which is the matter, we call it Maya is matter. So what about consciousness and Maya? Conscious Brahman and Maya, consciousness and matter. So consciousness is existence, which is Brahma, Satyam, because it exists in all the forms and names. And they all, the unmanifest as Maya, they have become manifest now. So still you talk about two things, the consciousness, the power of consciousness and the consciousness. Or I can say consciousness and the matter. Can we, the matter is of the nature of inertness and there is consciousness. Can't we talk about this too? Vijatiya Bheda. Still we can talk about Vijatiya Bheda. Then Sajatiya Bheda. That's the only Vijatiya Bheda we have to talk about. They are two. Because one is inert matter, one is consciousness, pure consciousness. And this is, this resolving vijatiya bheda is very important. There's no Brahman is a pure, free from vijatiya bheda also. And how can you say there's no vijatiya bheda? Because this matter, if it has independent existence without the consciousness, then we should count it as what now, parallel, second reality or a parallel reality. The consciousness is one reality, and this matter, which is of the nature of inertness, which is another reality. We have to say one is consciousness, one is matter. We can say there's a vijatiya bheda. Why consciousness is, this matter is of the nature of inertness. It is different jati. Vijatiya bheda we have to talk about. But because this matter, which is of the nature of inertness, which does not have independent existence outside of Brahman, you cannot count it as a parallel reality. Need not be sajati, but vijatim also. It is not countable as a parallel reality because it doesn't have independent existence. It is not even countable, in fact. It doesn't have the countability. Therefore, we have to say what now? There is no matter which exists independently. Therefore, there is no matter also. It is not a part, not even something different, which has no, which is doesn't have independent existence at all. Therefore, look at the entire matter also as what now? Manifestation of power of Brahman. Matter is nothing but power of Brahman manifest. The power of Brahman manifest is matter, the material universe. The power of Brahman unmanifest is Maya. The material world is nothing but manifestation of power of Brahman. Therefore, the power doesn't exist independent of the powerful. The Jagat doesn't exist independent of Brahman. Therefore, this inert material universe or the matter is non-countable as a parallel reality. What is there is only Brahma. You say only, when you use the word only, you are negating the vijatiya bheda also. Why we know no vijatiya bheda? Brahman alone is, there's no second parallel reality, second thing other than Brahma. There's no parallel reality other than Brahma. Therefore, it is free from sajatiya bheda and vijatiya bheda also. Because always people come and get stuck with this matter. Definitely we have talked about two. They are not two. So that's why I told in the very beginning, vijatiya bheda is negated by the non-duality of the reality. When I say non-dual, what does it mean? Non-dual means consciousness and matter are not one. Why they are not one? Because consciousness is distinct from matter. Matter is of the nature of inertness. Therefore, they are not one. At the same time, they are not two also. That is why we never say monism is a non-duality. Non-dual, they are not two. Why they are not two? It is distinct but not different. Why? Because it doesn't have independent existence. Matter does not have independent existence. Minus Brahman, matter will be as good as non-existent. It will lose its existence. If it is non-countable as a parallel reality, therefore, Brahman has no vijatiya bheda also. So non-countability of matter as a parallel reality due to its dependent existence, Brahman is said to be free from Vijatiya Bhedaha also. That's why the important thing here is the 13th and 14th, and again I'll explain actually very clearly in the next class. But today what I want to understand is the three words are important words. Ekam, Advitiyam, Advaitam. I'll repeat. Ekam, Advitiyam, Advaitam. The word Ekam negates the Swagata Bhedaha. Partlessness of Brahman. Therefore, negates the word Ekam, establishes the partlessness being the nature of reality. The word negates the Swagata Bheda. Advitiyam negates the secondless, establishes the secondlessness of Brahman. There's no second thing other than Brahma. Second thing is not there. What is there? Only Brahma. Second thing is not there. Therefore, it is free from what? Sajatiya Bheda. And there's no second reality other than Brahma. Parallel reality than Brahma. It is that Advaitam, non-duality. Brahman is non-dual. Non-duality Brahman is negates the Vijatiya Bheda. So, Ekam, Advitiyam, Advaitam, three words which reveal the nature of reality, negate the threefold differences. And 13th, the 14th verses, actually 13th again, I will do it in your next class. If you have any doubts in what I have said today, you can ask me, please. Was it clear today what I said? Was it confusing?
No, Swami, it was clear.
I repeated many times. See, the 13th and 14th, I read it out, but still I thought I had to do it very clearly later on. Just I wanted to make it very clear, these three words first. Why we say Ekam Brahma, Advitiyam Brahma, Advaitam Brahma. I just took away straight to that point and then I wanted to explain today. In fact, all this negating the difference is very, very interesting. You know, we talk so much about the difference. That is different, this is different, and this difference, and difference, differences of opinion, differences in views and differences. All the differences we talk about, they're all relatively real, empirically real. They're all mithya. Absolutely, there is no such a thing called difference at all. Bhedaha. Bhedaha you can talk about only if you can establish second thing. And Shankara really works very hard to establish how there is no such thing called difference at all. Absolutely. Very interesting. And that's why if we take in physics within the realm of science, all the researchers are based on differences. If you cannot talk about the difference, then you cannot go ahead with any research. Any research within the realm of matter is based on the differences. Differentiate, differentiate, differentiate. That is how the research can continue. And you come to the Vedanta. Whole aim Vedanta is to help you arrive at the absolute where you have to resolve helplessly all the differences. Complete different, you see. The research within the realm of science is based on the differences. You come to Vedanta, the whole teaching is to help you understand the differencelessness. What cannot be. That is why we differentiate this paravidya, aparavidya. So knowledge of anything, any object, is subject to these threefold differences. It is only vritti jnanam, isn't it? Within the realm of the material world only. So the simplest example, the tree example is given, very, very, very simple. How there are sugata bhedaha, then vijatiya bhedaha, sajatiya bhedaha. This you can extend and extend, extend. You can go on and on. But still, this is only vastu. There is no amsha at all. There is no part at all on the part of Brahman. What is the part you can find on the part of the noun? The meaning of the word noun, the existence. Existence is a noun. And it is one. How many existences are there? Existence of many forms you can talk about. Existence of many names you can talk about. Existence of purposes and functions you can talk about. But existence as existences you cannot talk about. Existence itself is a nitya ekavachana shabdaha. Existence is a nitya ekavachana shabdaha. It's an ever a singular word, noun. So existence, if you search for the meaning of the word existence, because we look at Brahman as existence, why? Because Brahman obtains in the form of existence of the whole jagat. Being the very cause of the jagat. When look at now as the jagat karanam, as the cause of the universe, why look at again Brahman as the cause of the universe? Because without Brahman, the universe cannot exist. Therefore, look at Brahman as the cause. Really speaking, Brahman is not even the cause. You attribute the causal status to Brahman. Why do you attribute causal status to Brahman? Because without Brahman, the universe cannot exist at all. Therefore, we look at Brahman as cause of the universe. When you look at Brahman as cause of the universe, then you say what? No, cause of the universe means... No, you have to say Brahman is nothing but existence. Brahman obtains in the form of existence of the universe. Karanatvat, due to status of being the cause. And what is that Brahman which is the existence of the universe? The existence of the universe is Brahman means what is that? You have to reduce that existence in, resolve that word existence in consciousness only. Awareness only. So existence is awareness. And now we look at it and that awareness or consciousness, can you make it a plural word? A dual? You know, it will again, Nitin Ekavacha Shabda is ever a singular word, a noun. Consciousnesses, existences, you can never say. It's ever a nitya ekavachana shabda. Ever a singular word only. Noun. Pure noun. And therefore, there is no such, what parts can you see? How divisible consciousness is? How many parts are there? Where is the part? That is why we have to say it's one. Indivisible, divisionless, partless whole. Never Sogata Bheda is not there. And then he had established what about the forms and names which are all brought into manifestation. They are also not parts. They are only manifestations. Manifestation can be taken as parts. So part is not part of clay. Part pot is appearance of the clay, is it? Pot, P-O-T, pot is not P-A-R-T, part of the clay. It is only appearance of the clay. Appearance is different from part, isn't it? So the whole Jagat is appearance of Brahman, not part of Brahman. Therefore, partless, one. There is no second. Is there a second thing other than Brahman? Second thing is not there. Therefore, Sajjatiya Bheda is also not there. Second thing is also not there because second thing is Mithya. There is a parallel reality. Second thing is not there, so Mithya. And then, can I eat something which is different from Brahman? That's also not there. Again, matter is always non-countable. Second, so non-dual also. That's why Ekam, Advitiyam, Advaitam are three different words negating threefold differences. The word Ekam negates Sajatiya Bheda. Advitiyam negates secondlessness of reality, negates Sajatiya Bheda. Advaitam, non-duality, the word negates the Vijatiya Bheda. This much should be very clear before we enter into the verses 13 and 14 also. I have not made very clear before. That's why today I went back and then I took time. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.